Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democratic leaders will be announcing articles of impeachment against President Trump this morning. The Democrats accusing Trump of abusing the power of his office by pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rivals. Republicans say the same thing President Trump says. The inquiry is a sham.
Where's the impeachable offense? Why are we here?
That's the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins. The leader of the Border Patrol says apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border are down for the sixth straight month, saying that just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended in November. That's down by more than 100,000 since May. The U.S. Supreme Court's declining to hear an appeal to a strict abortion law in Kentucky that requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who want abortions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Justice Department's Inspector General finds there was no bias when the Russia investigation was launched, but the report still says there was plenty of misconduct by some FBI agents. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete. The IG, Michael Horowitz, finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page. He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016.
President Trump will be attending Saturday's annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. It'll be the president's third time attending the game. He did so as president-elect in 2016 and again in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Public health companies and LGBTQ groups are asking Facebook to remove misleading ads about HIV prevention medication. The ads, which link to law firms and ongoing lawsuits, play up the possibility of FDA-approved medication causing kidney failure and bone density problems. Advocacy groups are concerned the ads could scare people away from treatment. Facebook says its fact checkers haven't found any falsehoods with the ads. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to bagged salads. The agency is advising not to eat or sell fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. Have you got that? Yes. Fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. The salads start with lot code Z. They have a best before date up to and including December 7th. The CDC says 8 infections have been reported in at least 3 states. And the Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police Department says a narcotics team was tracking a package on Saturday, executed a search warrant to pick it up after it was delivered, and sure enough, it turned out to be an air fryer. but it was carrying 20 pounds of meth. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about. It's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining in, because if we're going to do this, it's going to require all hands on deck. And the thing is that we need to be careful of is the division, the dividing of our country. And here to talk about an important aspect that's been going on for decades is Gianna Caldwell. You've seen him on TV many times, the Fox News political analyst, founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C., that provides strategic advice in the areas of public affairs and government relations. His brand new book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberals Failed. Gianna, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm here at a Fox News channel in New York, and glad to talk to you.
Well, is the weather frightful yet there in New York?
Actually, it rained all yesterday. It was horrific. I came out of L.A. to New York.
Oh, wow. A little bit of a shock. About a 40-degree swing of temperature, right?
just a little bit. But your voice sounds like sunshine, so I'm appreciative to speak with you.
Well, good. Yes, I'm in sunny Florida, so quite the contrast. So we got it all covered between L.A. and New York and here in Florida. You know, I was thinking about you. We were just talking about this, and you know, because you and I have talked about the bifurcation of our society and this whole idea, you know, of segmenting, and it's been bothersome for me for quite a while. Being Hispanic, I don't, you know, people go, "Wow, you're so unique." You know, you're speaking to the Hispanic community. I go, "Well, if anything, I hope maybe I'm an example to other Hispanics that are trying to pull us all together." Because that's what my dad believed in, and he was a World War II vet, was in the European theater with General Patton. And was a medic, and he raised up 9 kids to think of bringing people together. He didn't look at saying, "Hey, we got to make sure the Mexicans or the Hispanics get their share." It's not that. It's about Americans, and I know that's your heart. You and I talked about this, and to the point here, which I thought we got received a really blessed example. I don't know if you saw this story about this young 5-year-old who invited his entire kindergarten class his adoption hearing.
That
right?
Was amazing. Yeah.
Was that? And I was pointing out. I said, "Do you realize this young kid? He's black. His parents are white. If you looked around his class, you know, his, as he called it, his classroom family, who he invited, multiracial." Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Gianna, I can't wait to see what this kid's going to be like 20 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, and those other kids that were affected by that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm saying, wow, what a lesson for America to learn from a 5-year-old. Not about, you know, not about the color of your skin, but what Dr. King said, the content of our character. And I got to tell you, Gianno, I feel like we're getting closer to that destination and that vision that Dr. King had for our country. But it's people like you and myself and others who believed in that vision, not just because they were, you know, sweet sounding words, but there's something for all of us to attain to. And I believe that we are realizing that in parts of our country. In, you know, amongst certain people, you know, such as I mentioned yourself and others, you know, Deneen Borelli, I mean, you know, Dr. Carson, I mean, we can just go down the list of people whose lives have been changed. And at the core of this, it really substantiates your book. And these are conservative ideals that have altered the trajectory in the lives of these young people.
Absolutely. And as I talk about in my book, Take It for Granted, how conservatism can win back the Americans that liberalism failed. You know, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, extremely poor, lights, gas, and water off at the same time. Mama addicted to crack cocaine. And it took me a while to realize that my values were conservative. And when I realized them, I mean, the impact from the people around me, family, friends, was almost immediate, and it was very negative. It was very divisive. There was a lot of pushback. But what it takes is for folks to get us in a new destination, to realize the dream that Dr. King had in terms of, you know, not the color of your skin, but the content of your character. It takes people that are willing to stand up against the mob, honestly, and speak truth to power in spite of what the environment may be, what the media landscape may be, who may be against you. And there's very few people that are willing to do that if there's not enough voices continuing to spring up.
Exactly.
That's what counts. So you and your radio show, you're continuing to speak truth to power. That's encouraging many, many, many of your listeners to say, hey, you know, I'm listening to them this morning. I'm going to take a stand on this particular issue that's been bothering me, and I'm not going to allow people to push me around anymore. And then someone else will take a stand, and then we'll have a whole army of people who are literally changing the world day by day because of the voice and the words in which you spoke.
Right. Well, look what happened. I mean, in your family, they're trying to force a round peg in a square hole. And I train salespeople. Sometimes I felt like I missed my calling. I should have been a priest. I've heard so many confessions. And one of the big frustrations is when people are miscast and they're not living on purpose. And this is what happens.
I love that. Living on purpose. I love that.
Yeah. Because you sit there and you find yourself miscast and you're playing the wrong part in the story of your life. Because that's not who you are, and you know there's conflict in that. And it causes all kinds of problems to the point that you're just screaming inside of yourself because you know that this isn't right, and this is what you realize for yourself, and you had to have enough integrity and courage to stand up to your family, and that's not easy. Because I tell you, even in a Hispanic family, you know, I don't know about you, Gianno, but, you know, we had grandmothers, you know, that would look at us if we were saying something goofy. They kind of give you that look, you know, that one-eye look.
And
what they would do is that if you didn't straighten up, they would reach down and they would grab their house slipper. We call it their chancla. And they would get their chancla off their foot and they would fire that over the bow of your boat. And that was to let you know that the next thing that was going to be coming at you was probably going to be a rolling pin from where she was making tortillas. So you needed, you know, in short order, you had to get your act together, you know. So they had a way of, holding your form. And sometimes it's tough to stand there and, you know, and hold to your character and say, no, this makes sense. And eventually they will see by the actions and by the fruit of your character as it develops to say, you know, that Gianno kid, he taught me something. I learned something from him.
And I think that's so important that we recognize the good that's in others and how no matter what your background are, whether you grew up as a white man and very wealthy, or I grew up as a poor man, an African American, there's so much that we can learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we live in a society now that if you're white, that somehow you're a bad person. For so many people, that's the thought and belief. And I meet white Americans who will say, like, oh, I'm white, I don't really understand this or that or the third. And I'm like, no, your color makes no difference in this fight. We all have something to gain from each other.
Exactly.
There's like this societal impact where it's like, I'm going to push you down because of your heritage or, you know, what color you were born, whether you be black, Hispanic, or white. And it's problematic because at the end of the day, we're all a part of one race, and that's the human race.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to reduce us to less than. And there's no victory in being less than. And the victory is ours when we stay united. Jenna Caldwell is with us, his book, Taken for Granted. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are good to have you with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Taken for Granted, it is the new book from Jeno Caldwell. Yes, you've seen him on Fox News. He is rather prolific, and it's always good to hear his perspective on things. Jeno, this impeachment palooza that we've been worn out over, I mean, another hearing yesterday got so bad the TVs were being tuned out. Even the network said, hey, we're out of here. They bailed. the congressmen were leaving their chairs. You know, by the end of the day, I mean, you could have fired a cannon in that room and not hit anybody.
You know, Adam Schiff and the Democrats today announced the articles of impeachment. And it was interesting something that he said. He said a free and fair election in 2020 cannot happen unless Trump is impeached. And I got to tell you, the Democrats have really shown their hand. One of the articles is obstruction of Congress. Mm. As if Barack Obama had never obstructed Congress or anybody who's not turned over this, that, and the other. They've literally created an environment of chaos. Mm. And the whole impeachment idea, where they say, well, a free and fair election can't exist unless Trump is impeached, because no one expected on the Democrat side for Trump to keep his promises. So now you have a president in office that has accomplished in a matter of a few short years.
Yes.
Unprecedented.
With headwinds.
Jobs,
with headwinds.
Economy. Right. Media. The media going against the Democratic Party, Congress at every step of the way. This is a unique territory we're in, and I'm sure for a lot of folks, they fear the direction of this country. And, of course, the Bible tells us, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
Yes.
But there's so many people that are concerned that if they're willing to go to these lengths to try to win an election, which we know that's what it is, because I've not seen him do anything impeachable. I've seen him make some unfortunate errors or make some statements that I didn't agree with. Sure, he's not the perfect president. I get that. But he's certainly one who's accomplished so much for this country and has put it all on the line for us. So if they're willing to do this, it's no telling what they'll do to us.
Right,
seriously.
Right. Well, and the worst thing is, what happens when the tables are turned and it's the Republicans' turn? We're down the road of insanity here. I mean, this thing has to come to an end. This is why, you know, I said earlier, and people were concerned about this statement, is that I believe the Democratic Party is being judged in many ways, but I think the big issue is because of abortion. You cannot kill 63 million babies and talk about selling baby parts as like that's okay, and continuing to do you know, the moral degradation that party is supporting and continue on. If they are not judged, and already the party is heading, this is why they're so desperate and claiming all this, because they've got to get Trump out of the way. But I would say, even if they were successful in getting Donald Trump out of the way, there is no one in that field that they are presenting and offering to this country from the Democratic side that will carry the day.
Well, they can get him out of the way, and I say this with full respect to every listener, but God definitely had a hand in putting Trump in
office.
There's no question about that in my mind. He ran a very unorthodox campaign, everybody counting him out, the polls, the media, the Republican Party to a degree, everyone counting him out, but yet and still he won. And I remember when what happened right before he won the election, when that infamous tape came out, and I was talking to a brother, his name is Ron Kardashian, he's a minister, and he, I said, well, I don't know, I think this may be the end, and he said, no, he said, the prophecy went forward, Trump will be president. I said, are you sure about that? He said, absolutely.
Right.
And the truth be told, this president, God has had his hand on him through this entire administration.
Right.
Look at the Supreme Court justice he's been able to appoint, people who are going to have a conservative viewpoint and protect life at every step of the way. Look at some of the laws that's been in place. Look at how Planned Parenthood has been stripped. And we're not talking about health care for women. We're talking about ensuring that there's not going to be any abortions performed with taxpayer money or advance their agenda on abortions with taxpayer money. This has been a president that I think a lot of individuals, especially evangelicals, can be proud of for the accomplishments that he's made on behalf of our movement.
John, I got to tell you, we were at a dinner the other night here in Florida, and this was an association of Christian leaders and Christian businessmen and that sort of thing. And there was one black American, and my wife confronted him because she wears a shirt, from time to time, saying that abortion is black genocide. And she asked him about it, and he says, "Oh, that's a white problem. That's not a black." She goes, "Wait a minute.
No, that's not true.
40% of your people are being murdered here. What do you mean it's a white problem? I mean, and it was just so casual and matter-of-factly about this. And you know, people in churches, people of faith that should know better, maybe because a third of those in the pew have been associated with abortion. They have decided on abortion themselves, and they really don't know how to go to God and say, you know, I screwed up, forgive me, let me forgive myself and get beyond it. We need some healing and, some confrontation and the truth brought in on this matter, because it is amazing how casual we are about the institution of our churches, our schools, our government. This is all part and parcel, and this is why I'm saying that we are ripe. We're ripe for judgment. We got hit in 9/11, and we did not respond to God's warning and God's sign of judgment, which the children of Israel did the same thing, and look what happened to them.
Wow. Yeah, I think that this is a time in our country where we need more God and not less, and we've seen what has happened with the Democratic Party. If you look at their conventions, they've tried to take God out every step of the way. This isn't a party that's interested in freedom, faith, and especially the Christian faith, which so many of us believe in and believe it was the founding principles of our country. This is a party that wants to take God out every step of the way, and it's become very problematic. And I think that's one of the reasons why we had such a disruptive force named Donald Trump won the presidency, someone who isn't going to bow to their anti-Christian, anti-God practices and theology, if you will. So this is an interesting time for all of us, I believe, to get more connected to our faith, and certainly to keep speaking truth to power, because this is a point where it's really, really needed. At a time where people have to whisper they support conservative principles or they support President Trump, this is a time for us to get louder and say who we are and why we are and not bow to the pressure of the mob.
Well, and the thing is, John, like in your life, the reason that you hold to conservative values is because they work. You know,
absolutely.
I go back to the book of Genesis. There was that conversation that God had with Cain after Cain's offering got rejected, right? And he simplified the whole message for us that speaks all throughout the millenniums. And he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that is the question that is before us today. Are we doing right? Is it going well for us? That, you know, those are the things that we need to ponder right now. And the right is not right by what Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Barack Obama says is right. It's what God says is right. Are we doing what God says is right?
And
if we are.
In my book.
Yeah, exactly.
I talk about that in my book, Taken for Granted. And I want to encourage everybody to follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Giano Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. And I want to thank you so much for spending this time with me to talk about our faith and our beliefs and the conservative movement, because it's so important to continue to ring that bell and that messaging for all to hear, especially for those that come from these very unique backgrounds where being a conservative is looked down upon. So I want to thank you for your time today, and thank your listeners for hearing us.
Well, Giano Caldwell, thank you. Congratulations on the book, Taken for Granted. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and we'll see you on the TV. Keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm on
today
at 4:15 on Fox News Channel.
You got it. God bless. Take care. You got it. We'll talk to you then. All right.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as U.S. House Democrats are introducing two articles of impeachment.
Charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
That's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler of New York announcing that his committee could vote to approve those two articles by the end of the week. The full U.S. House would then need to approve them before forwarding them to the U.S. Senate for a trial. If that happens, President Trump will become the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. Republicans insist there are no grounds for impeachment. President Trump will be heading to Pennsylvania later today for a rally this evening. He'll be joined by Vice President Pence at the Giant Center in Hershey. The event to start at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is the season, is it not? It's the season to give, but hey, how do we get started? You know, how do we get this all together? Well, as I say, it's the season of making spirits bright, but that is the question. How do you know where to start, from giving the best gifts to everyone on your list, to being the hostess with the mostest, to preparing the best foods for your holiday party? There's lots to deal with during this time of year, right? Well, lucky for us, Audrey McClellan is joining us. She's going to help us whip up, some great ideas and be the best host ever this Christmas season. Audrey McClellan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Now you have the pressure on me. The best hostess ever.
Ever.
That's a pretty hefty thing. I'm ready.
Hey, why not? I mean, if we're going to be it, you might as well be the best ever, right?
That's right. I love it. I agree 100%.
Audrey is a lifestyle expert and mom, so she knows for what she talks about, because you've done it the hard way, all by experience, right, Audrey?
I have 5 kids. My oldest is 15. My youngest is 6. So, yes, I have definitely learned the hard way. But, you know, the holidays is such an exciting time, and there's nothing more, you know, for me at least, exciting than being able to host friends and family and really just make it, you know, sometimes it's chaotic, sometimes it's not, but it doesn't matter. It's everybody coming together, so I do. I love this time of year.
Well, and, you know, what it all starts with is planning. I mean, you know, that's when I get myself in trouble. I'm a serendipity kind of guy. I love serendipity. But the times when I should be planning and I could have planned and I didn't, that's when I get myself in trouble. But, you know, so you say, you start with planning, right?
Absolutely. You know, my biggest tip is to always plan ahead. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you do it. If you have a notebook, if you have a planner, if it's a digital, you know, you do it on your phone or your notes section. I love to plan ahead, whether it's a menu plan that you're looking at, who's coming, you know, maybe there's some allergies, gifts for people that are coming, just a full layout or spread of what you want to have at your house. I mean, listen, yeah, the holidays are such a fun time, but when you are going to entertain people, you are going to host something, you want to make sure that people that are coming to your house are going to have a great time. So you do want to plan ahead and make sure you have everything that you need there for you right at your house. Absolutely. Planning is a big, big, big thing.
And, Audrey, I know we want to talk about, you know, having a holiday gift exchange party. There's just something, you know, I want to say harmless and yet so, you know, so friendly and a lot of fun about a holiday gift exchange party, right?
You know, I love it because it's not intimidating. Like, you're not going there. You're going with a gift, and usually many times people say, listen, come with a gift that's worth $10 or $20 or less. You know, nothing crazy. You know, make it, you know, obviously a unisex gift. But what I love about it is that there is no pressure, right? You kind of go in, whether it's a beautiful gift set or whatever it is, and you just kind of, you exchange gifts, you have a good time, maybe it's a good laugh, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, every holiday party does have kind of its own little theme, depending if it's family or if it's friends or if it's old friends or new friends. It's a different vibe for every party. I mean, everybody knows that. But I do think a good gift exchange is always a fun way to go. I think it really does allow everybody to kind of just relax a little bit more and just genuinely have some good old-fashioned fun.
Yeah, a $10, $20 gift, no big deal. I mean, it's easy. You come here and you got your great Christmas sweaters on and, you know, good friends, and you get to hang around. When you do your exchange parties, do you allow people to kind of, you know, steal the present if you see that they have a better gift?
Oh, it's a Yankee swap. You know what? I don't like a Yankee swap because I always end up with the worst gift. So get is what you get, right?
It's only
kids always say, what you get is what you get, and you don't get upset.
Yes. Well, no, I guess that's fun. I've always enjoyed I guess you call it the Yankee swap. Is that what you call it?
That's what I've always called it, the Yankee swap.
Well, I have to bring that into my vocabulary because I haven't known that as that. But no, I'm going to use that. I'll say when it comes up, like, oh, a Yankee swap, and they're going to say, oh, you know so much. I'm learning so much because I was born and raised in Southern California, and now I'm on the East Coast. So now I'm getting these East Coastisms now, and people can tell right away when they hear me sometimes because I will use certain words or certain understandings that are certainly, you know, from California. They, oh my God. You're from the West, and
I love it.
You know, so but I'm acclimating and I'm picking up these things. So Yankee swap is one of them. So thank you for bringing me up to date there. Okay, so let's talk more about what you have on set.
Absolutely. You know, this is my big thing too. You know, we were talking about planning. We're talking about really trying to make it as stress-free as possible. I love to go to BJ's Wholesale Club because, you know what, to be honest, any place I can go and get everything in one stop, and BJ's is that destination for me. I get everything that I need for my parties, from my basics to my must-haves, to my foods, to my drinks, to my gifts, to my decor, serving platters. You know, everything is right there, and I just love that, and I appreciate that because, you know, like, again, we're chatting about planning ahead and making sure you're having a good time and not getting overwhelmed. Well, as you're planning your party, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can that's going to make it convenient for you. You know, obviously with BJ's, you can shop in club, you can buy online and pick up in club, you can do same-day delivery for your groceries, you can use the BJ's app. There's so many ways that they make shopping just easy for you that you don't have to stress. You don't have
exactly.
to worry. And
you know,
that is something that is priceless for me personally.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, Audrey, you know, talking about those things that you learn from coming from west to east, BJ's was something recently that I discovered this year that is just, I agree with you. It is a terrific operation. The people are very sweet. And, boy, you know, club pricing, all that good stuff is right there.
No, absolutely. absolutely, you do. You get that value that everybody wants, and, you know, especially during the holidays, any way that you can add that value piece in, but also that convenience factor, is really just a win-win, especially when you're planning for your holiday parties or your gatherings or your gift exchanges. You know, and again, I know you mentioned on set, I mean, I know it's, you can't actually taste and see, but the smells over here, we have the Wellesley Farms, we have appetizers, we have a beautiful meat and cheese board, a dip and veggies, you know, everything, you know, sweet treats, anything that you're going to need for the food side of things, you're going to get there. For drinks, they have Wellesley Farms, they have their wine, but they also have the brand new spirits as well, which is also a great thing during the holidays. And then toys, you know, again, I have 5 kids, so toys are always on the top of my list during the holidays. So they have their top 10 toys, which are always a big hit. But beyond that, too, a lot of us are shopping for teachers and coaches and neighbors and family members and friends. And, you know, they have all of different gift packages as well there that you can get to. You know, I know that on set we have a beautiful spa robe set, and I just have my name. I just want to wrap my arms around it and somehow say to my husband, you need to get me this for the holidays. But, you know, there really is something for everybody on your list. And I'm a big proponent of anyone that is involved in my children's lives. So, again, they're teachers and coaches and babysitters. And I always love to make sure that I get something special for those special people, too, in our lives that help us out. So, again, everything you need right there, BJ's.
Well, that's excellent. Audrey, you did a great job. I mean, this is radio, so we get to imagine what it is that you're sharing with us, and we know the power of imagination. Audrey McClellan is the founder of MomsGenerations.com, an online destination for moms. Moms Generations is in its 11th year and is a destination for mothers, featuring the latest trends in fashion and beauty for moms, kid fashion, baby gear, product review. I mean, just name it. It's all right there. As we're close to wrapping things up here, Audrey, share some of your secret tips and how we can make our parties stand out from the rest.
Yeah, you know, I have 2 tips that I personally love to do at any gathering. So the first one is to always have a signature cocktail. You know, it's always a great way to have people, you know, kind of get a little chuckle. Maybe it's a play on your name, what you've named it, or maybe the name of your street, or just something fun. I think that's always a really great thing to do. And then another thing, I always love to have my guests leave with a gift. So whether, especially during the holidays, maybe it's an ornament, or maybe it's just a handwritten note saying, thank you for coming. I mean, we all have very busy lives, and, you know, taking time away from anything sometimes can be tough. But thank you for coming. Thank you for taking that time to step away and enjoy a night. So I do love making sure that everyone does leave with a little song, maybe even a homemade cookie, whatever it is. But just something where they're going to leave and go, wow, that was extra sweet. That was extra nice of them to take that extra step to do something for us for coming.
Exactly. Great ideas. Audrey McClellan, where can our audience go for more information?
You can head over to BJ's.com.
There it is, just as simple like that. Audrey McClellan, lifestyle expert, and mom, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing these great ideas.
Thank you.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it, do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, you still get chestnuts here. I mean, you know, we're fair-minded, even though they taste lousy. Al Paradis, this is from Stream.org. Have you had chestnuts before, Al? Have I asked you that question?
No, but if I'm Adam Schiff, his chestnuts might be roasting on open fire before too long.
You go down a road that preempts my expression of chestnuts, so we'll leave them there.
I think on the streets of New York, when I was with my wife, the first time with her around Christmas season, there were some nuts on the street, and it was really, really good. I don't know if they were chestnuts or not. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. They weren't chestnuts, because the chestnuts are like, there's Hawaii, it's Hawaii's answer to poi. You know, it's not not real good. But anyway, but the song, you know, really makes it almost seem good, because first time I go to New York, I'm thinking, hey, chestnuts on an open fire. I'm thinking all Christmassy stuff, and I had a bag of chestnuts. How do people eat these things? You know, it's like liver. You know, people, well, you just haven't done right. No, liver tastes, I don't care how you have it done, it's still the same thing, right?
Yeah, that's good.
My expression, anyway. Hey, lots to catch up on. Of course, the articles of impeachment faded complete. We knew that was coming. So no big surprise. And frankly, no big surprise on the Horowitz report, but we'll break them one at a time. So articles in impeachment, you know, what...
I'm stunned at that third article of impeachment about the bribery. I mean, yeah. Oh, my gosh, after all this talk about the bribery, where'd it go?
Yeah, right, yeah.
It like disappeared. It's like, it's a high crime. It floated up into the sky and disappeared.
Right.
So that to me is like, really? So I guess it was just like, you know, Trump a Russian agent. The mm-hmm. same thing, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. When it counted, it disappeared. And so it is such a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, not to be plugging myself because I don't do that. But sometime in the next few minutes, there's going to be. I actually end up writing an article already about the impeachment thing. It's such a joke. It was easy to write because you're, they're talking. What do they talk about? Two articles: obstruction of justice, the obstruction of Congress,
mm-hmm.
and the abuse of power. Both of these are jokes if you look at these even in even the most rational way. I mean, obstruction of Congress because the executive branch didn't want to play along with their game and said, hey, you want us? Take us to court. And Nancy Pelosi didn't have time for that. The same way she doesn't have time to clean up the feces that's piling up in her district.
Exactly.
Not time. What's the hurry? What's the rush?
Well, as Jonathan Turley said, the fastest and thinnest impeachment in the history of our country is what they embarked on, and this is where we are, and spending more millions of dollars that the country would really easily decide that could be better spent somewhere else.
Yeah, you know what? It just hit me what this is like. You know, people are traveling around the holidays. You get in the car with the kids, and the kids are whining and whining and whining. And so you give them a nice piece of candy to shut them up. I think this is a nice piece of candy given to the AOCs and the Maxine Waters is just to shut them up about impeachment. And they're trying to get it out of the maybe Nancy Pelosi's trying to give it to them, give them a little Christmas thing. Hey, we did the impeachment. Now shut up.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, but get ready. What you've done. It's kind of like that scene from. What was it? What was the submarine movie?
Red October.
Red October. Okay, where they he arms the missile. This is AOC and Al Green and Maxine Waters have they have loaded up. They've set the igniter on the missile, and it's going to come back and blow them up. Get ready.
Yes, that's and the Russian analogy is probably pretty good because
isn't it fitting?
Soviet style operation these people have been running here for a while.
Without a doubt,
if you haven't seen the movie, got to see the movie. Hunt for Red October.
Right, exactly. Yeah, good job. Anyway, the deal that where they're going. First of all, obstruction. I mean, this is a we go back to who's in charge here. What's your responsibility? What's the lane you're supposed to travel in? This has been going on for a long time, and they've argued it with Bill Clinton. I mean, just go down the list. It's been every president they've done. It's just that it's just that Trump is their foil right now, and they've lost their minds, and they are the party they're decimating the party. Al, look at what's going on. The people are jumping ship. They're jumping the ship as fast as the audience did at the hearing yesterday.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, he gave him millions of documents for Mueller, didn't he? I mean, he gave him all kinds of it. Now we get into this situation, which was kind of a goofy deal. I mean, I think the Mueller, hoax had a little bit. I mean, had a little bit to do. I mean, you could say, all right, let's find out what. I mean, to me, it was like, okay, you're gonna have the Mueller investigation. Let's find out. If it was the Russians, if it was Ukraine, whatever. But really, they missed the target because they were so focused on Trump for $70 million instead of really coming down to the bottom line and saying, this is, in fact, what happened. This is who interfered. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Democrats, Podesta with the stupid password, he didn't help the situation. Oh, yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz protecting a Pakistani national who had control of the emails and the computers and servers for 40 Democratic congressmen, that didn't help either. Oh, yeah, 30,000 emails. God only knows what they were with Hillary because she was already, whether or not she, that Comey had the intestinal fortitude to indict her and jail her for her misuse of top secret information. He called it some sort of escape of some kind of casual disrespect or mishandling, reckless mishandling, but something that could leave her open and unindictable. It's like, wait a minute. There was such rampant abuse of information by people who should know better. I mean, she's the Secretary of State. I mean, that's like a police officer, Al, by comparison, going and firing a round down range and hitting somebody. He knows that if he does that, he owns that bullet. He may do it under, the auspices of his badge and his position as law enforcement, but he's responsible for that bullet. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, she's responsible for this information. You cannot have anything. I mean, you're too far up the chain to have some sort of casual neglect.
Yeah, well, you just made a great point, and we could flip it on Comey, who's sitting there running around yesterday like he's been exonerated.
Right.
The whole report, 476 pages, is basically a testimony to what a screw-up his agency was.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's just, the 17 major mistakes, you want to call them mistakes, let's put those in little quotes, mistakes mm-hmm. that were made, all of which hurt Trump, by the way. Mm-hmm. The miscalculations, the errors, the failures to follow procedure, all the stuff, and all of it points to the FBI being a mess.
Right.
His FBI being a mess, and he thinks that he got exonerated, and he's strutting around like a peacock. It's insanity. It just proved how incompetent he was. If you even want to accept the idea that it wasn't a deliberate political hit, which mm-hmm. is exactly what it was, because you can't have 17 errors all going against the target that the people doing the investigation. The target's somebody they hate. They're mm-hmm. pretty much open about that. There's no bias here. The odds of every decision, 17 decisions going against you, against somebody right in a row. If you make a mistake, it can go either way. It's like something like, I calculated out to be something like 1 in 150,000 or something weird like that. Somebody can do the math. It's basically
right.
2 to the 17th power. If you want to get for you math geeks out there. That's astronomical.
Yeah, but look what
the same people investigated Hillary and had dozens of decisions that were made that all went in her favor.
Right, and along with they lose 30,000 emails plus a server.
Oh, that's things, right?
Give me a break here. Yeah, did I bleach my? How did I just wipe it? Is that how I did it? No, you did it with a hammer, you knucklehead. We know what you did. I mean, look at Solomon. Solomon says 51 violations, 9 false statements, 17 serious acts of misconduct.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
exactly.
Yeah. It's a staggering indictment. And again, Hurwitz's job is basically to be a hometown ump. He's going to give the benefit of the doubt anywhere he can. And that's not
well
a
said.
Personal
exactly.
dig on him. It's not a personal dig on him. That's just the nature of the role. That's the
right.
nature of the gig.
He's an institutionalist.
Yeah.
He's going to protect the FBI. He's not going to sit there and say there's rampant corruption. I mean, he might, off the left side of his mouth, whisper down the hallway, hey, guys, we got trouble here in River City. But as far as a public report...
Yeah, that's why the hearing will lay some of that out. I mean, but the information is all damning, and it all points in one direction. And again, then you got Durham's statement, like going, "Hey,
wait a minute, hold your horses." We're not even. And Bill Barr the same way. Bill Barr couldn't even contain himself. He had an auto body experience, and he goes, "God, I can't believe I said that." But yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So, hey, if anybody thinks this is over, it's just beginning. It's just beginning. Durham basically said, "Hey, we got information from outside the DOJ." kind of comes to bear's direct witness, direct me on this, and so I would not be, too happy if I'm, the Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, and those clowns.
And I'll guarantee you, it's not going to be loaded with hearsay. You're talking, primary sources from Durham, who is able to subpoena and seat a grand jury. He's not messing around here. It's a criminal investigation. Woo, get ready.
Amen.
Hey, who knows? We may get this country back on track yet, Alperado. I don't know. Hey, we got to keep it up. You got it.
Yeah.
He's the managing editor of Stream.org. That's where you can go for all the information to be in the flow of the know. And, we're keeping you apprised and, keeping you informed of the details. So stay tuned because, this is reality TV. I mean, I don't know if it gets much better than this.
Nope.
You got it. Thank you, Al. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart
Hard Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.